Morning birds. Hey. Yeah, I hear you out there with the dogs. Ooh. It's a bell ringer. It's Monday. I know. It's all right. We got through last week. We're going to get through this week. Birds, I had kind of an epiphany over the weekend. We had some bad birds show up here. I know. I hate to say the word on the air. They were pigeons. Oh, I know. Rats with wings, birds. They were bad birds, not like you good birds. They sat on the sill and they pecked. Jeez. I tapped on the window, but they didn't go away, those bad birds. There's just a difference between being a bad bird and a good bird. Huh? Yeah. We can be good birds. Tell you something else about those bad birds. You know what I noticed? They were not wearing masks.
Yeah.
Let's go. Funky Kingston. That's Toots Hibbert from Toots and the Maytals. Toots checked out over the weekend. He passed away. We're going to talk about some of the music. Toots probably not as well known as the Marleys, but among other things, credited with the first artist to use the word reggae on a record. So Toots and or the Maytals. We'll get a chance to play some of his music tonight. That is Funky Kingston. And it's Funky Monday here. It's 6 after the hour. It's the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago. Thank you for joining us again. We're here. We made it through the weekend. We're going to do it again. We're going to make it through the week here. We are. Lots of stuff wrapping it up from last week. I was concerned about the confusion. It seemed to me that I had sent away a request for a mail-in ballot. We've been trying to, really encourage everybody in the United States to vote, and it might be good to vote by mail. So anyway, I was trying to do that. I did, in fact, get a note from the Chicago Board of Elections. So that's good. I think we're going to do good on that. They're related to some other stuff. We keep looking for the right right branding. We're gonna call the show Gary and Friends, and then we settled on Pandemic Pirate Radio. I think this week it's the morning show that urges you not to commit a felony. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's right. You know, you are committing a felony when you vote twice. So. Well, let me just start right there. President Trump flying to California today to assess the state's raging fires. He's going to come face to face with the consequences of a global warming. He, as you know, has mocked climate change, and he's used his time in office to roll back every major federal policy intended to combat dangerous emissions. So anyway, he's going out to California today, and we'll see that. Speaking of bad birds and good birds, President Trump yesterday held a campaign rally indoors for the first time since late June. That's when he appeared at an event in Tulsa that was later blamed for a surge in coronavirus cases in the area. Will they never learn? The rally on Sunday night, held at a manufacturing plant outside Las Vegas, in defiance of a state directive limiting indoor gatherings to 50 people, was attended by thousands of supporters, the vast majority of whom did not wear masks. The Democratic governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, said on Twitter that Mr. Trump was taking reckless and selfish actions that endangered the lives of people in the state. Bad birds versus good birds. Here's something that I'm going to throw out here. I don't want to start the morning with all kinds of paranoia. This actually ticked me off. The health department's politically appointed communications aides have started demanding the right to review and seek changes to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's weekly scientific reports. I was talking to Dr. Paul last week. I'm going to have a chance to see him probably this week. I may ask him about this. I just asked him about, the flow of information coming from the medical community and whether or not it gets to us. Well, the CDC used to be kind of an independent body, but not recently. In some cases, emails from the communications aides to CDC Director Robert Redfield openly complained that the agency's reports would undermine President Donald Trump's optimistic messages. So I'll cut through this here. What's happening is that the CDC people are being censored. They're being muffled. They're being modified. That's not supposed to happen. CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Reports, they're supposed to be authored by career scientists and serve as the main vehicle for the agency to inform doctors and researchers and the general public about how COVID-19 is going. But while those reports have been usually published with little fanfare and no political interference, that is not the case. This is all from Politico. If I would throw one thing that we need to sort of get on top of, that's it. We don't want to have our health information tuned up by President Orange here and his boys. On the election front, I thought this was not surprising. Here we go. Joe Biden has created a legal war room preparing for a big fight over voting. Two former solicitors general and hundreds of lawyers. Solicitors general, somebody asked me that. Solicitor general is the representative who argues the government's case in the Supreme Court. That's what a solicitor general is. Anyway, Biden got two former solicitors general and hundreds of lawyers bracing for an extended legal battle. And we may well have one here. It's already raging. I just talked about how people are voting. Ballots being counted, all that happening. Senior Biden officials described the ramp-up as necessary to guard the integrity of a fall election, already clouded by President Trump's baseless accusations of widespread fraud. Anyway, that's the deal. There's going to be a war room for the Bidens. New operations will be overseen by Dana Remus and also Bob Bauer. Those are both some heavy hitters from the Obama administration. Yeah, so we're already contesting the election that we haven't actually had yet. 12 after the hour. Let me, if I may, on the topic how to avoid committing a felony this year. Let's see, officials in North Carolina. We talked about this last week, I believe. It was last Monday. I called up Carolina Mike, said, what's that? That Trump had said you ought to just vote twice to see how that works. Well, officials in North Carolina are still scrambling to tell people that would be a felony to vote twice. Karen Brinson Bell, who's executive director of North Carolina State Board of Elections, said in a memo to voters that the board also discouraged people from, get this, Trump said go back and see. What? Right, try to vote and then go back and see if it counted. No. She said the board actually discouraged people from doing that, from showing up at polling sites on election day to check whether or not their absentee ballot had been counted. Do not do that. And then, this is a big one. This is a big one. Over the weekend, Colorado's top election official filed a federal lawsuit against the Postmaster General and other Postal Service leaders, claiming that a mailer sent to voters in the state, this is in Colorado we're talking about, was an attempt to disenfranchise them by offering misleading information about how to vote by mail. Gotcha. This would be Louis DeJoy and the boys. The lawsuit initiated by Jenna Griswold. Now, Jenna is the Secretary of State of Colorado. It's the latest indication of broad concerns that have emerged in recent weeks over how the leadership of the Postal Service, including a group of Republicans, is preparing for what is expected to be a record number of mail-in ballots and how they're trying to screw it up. So, anyway, that went on Saturday. That was a lawsuit filed by the Secretary of State of Colorado saying that what the mailer that was sent out by the Post, and I don't have a copy of that, but we're going to probably be able to look at that, it was just misleading. And that's that. Did I mention, don't be a bad bird, be a good bird. All right.
No.
More Toots. It's called Sweet and Dandy from Toots and the Maytals. As we look back on Toots and his career, which dated way, way, way back. You know, I was talking to Sparks this morning, kind of off the air, we're trying to just make sense of stuff. I can tell you that reggae came after something called ska, and after ska came something called rock steady, and so it was ska and rock steady and reggae, three generally Jamaican inventions, I thought we'd play around with that a little bit. Now, one thing I was trying to teach kids a little bit about, if you never explained reggae to anybody, if you count the beats, it's the downbeat, right? So, like, if we, anything, twinkle, twinkle, little star, one, two, three, four, all right? In reggae, the downbeat gets emphasized. So it's instead of da, 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 quit thinking that. Anyway, that's how I explain reggae to people. Not that I need to explain any to you, but we'll enjoy some of that stuff. I'll try to get to a little bit of ska and some rock steady, and we'll do more about Toots and Maytals. Toots and the Maytals. Toots, this I did not know. Toots said that he was thinking of the word stregae, S-T-R-E-G-G-A-E, which is local slang for a raggedy woman. Anyway, that came out as reggae. That's how we got that word. I know. I didn't know that either. So we'll get into some of that today. At 20 after the hour, it's Monday. This is a boy. The days are moving fast. The weeks are moving fast. Week from tomorrow is the first day of fall. That's the autumnal equinox. So. Don't hurry us along. I don't know. I think this year could go away. That'd be all right for me, if you don't mind. So we'll welcome the passing of the days here. At least I will. So last week I was a little bit concerned, and I think rightfully so, because we talk about voting by mail. And here in Illinois, I thought that'd be pretty easy. I'm a registered voter here, and they sent me. Something to the building here, and I filled it out asking for a ballot that I could then mail in. This is what we've been telling people. You don't really have to endanger your life to vote. You can vote by mail. Anyway, I was concerned because I got to double thing back. Well, I was concerned, and then I got an email on, on Friday, I think it was. Dear Gary L. Wright, the Board of Election Commissioners has processed your online application to vote by mail for the November 3rd, 2020 election. The board will begin mailing ballots in late September and early October. The election board will send you emails when your ballot is mailed to you. I thought that was good. I'd like to know it's in the mail. They will send you an email when the election board receives your ballot return envelope and when your ballot is processed and counted. So, again, this is the Chicago Board of Elections. I cannot comment on any other municipality, but that's what we're doing here in Chicago. I can't ask for more. They're letting us know what they are getting and what's going on here. So, again, if I had any questions about voting for mail, voting by mail, I'm feeling better about that. All right, so let's try to get everybody to register. Because, we got bad birds and good birds. We don't want another 4 years of bad birds flopping, do we? No. What else is going on today? The Golden Girls. Oh, my God. How is this possible? The Golden Girls, the TV show, debuted 35 years ago today in 1985. So what? Well, that I probably could have guessed on. What I did not know is that they remade the Golden Girls. Can I find that there? Shall I play the Golden Girls theme? You want me to? Come on, really? Thank you for being a friend. Oh, no. I have flashbacks every time I contemplate B. Arthur. Sounds fun, huh? Four or five old ladies living in a condo. I can't wait. But wait a minute. There's news. There's Golden Girls news. Last week, I didn't see this, but I will. Tracy Ellis Ross, Regina King, and a number of other stars recreating the Golden Girls. Hang on, my finger is on the laptop, and I lost it. And I think Alfred Woodward is in there. They recreated the Golden Girls, and I guess it was cool. I know. Let me see if I can pull that up. I will do that. I don't think they changed the theme. Anyway, the Golden Girls recreated with an all black cast as of last week. What do you make of that? And the Golden Girls won several awards, including Emmy Awards for Outstanding Comedy Series twice. We'll see how the all black cast does with the remake of the Golden Girls. I say bring it on. And all right, let's say something nice about Amy Winehouse, who was born. She would have been 37 years old today.
Same old, same thing.
Amy Winehouse on what would have been her 37th birthday. Amy did some great music. It's hard to have her in a sentence without mentioning how she passed away. Everybody knows that her career was just overshadowed, I think is the right word here. How about this? This I did not know. Sparks, you informed me here. Following her death, her second and final album, which we just heard the title track from Back to Black, became, is this right, the best-selling record of the 21st century? This I did not know. Wow. Amy Winehouse, you learn all kinds of stuff on that. You learn stuff just showing up at the radio show. She was born on this day in 1983. It is half past the hour on the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show from Chicago. It's Bleat Radio, bleat.network. We want to expand our ability to get your input. I would really like to hear from you. Send me an email. It's radioanything@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail, toll-free, anytime, 24/7, 844-220-3300. We'll try to play it on the air. And I think coming up this week, I think we're going to try to inaugurate some live phone calls during the morning here. We have a couple of landlines. We're getting it together here. So, I think we're like 6 months of the show here. All right. We want more of you and less of me. So please take a second. Anything that comes to your mind, an idea. Geez, why didn't you mention this? Any of that stuff. It's all everybody gets to play on this show. Radioanything@gmail.com. And your voicemails at 844-220-3300. Does that make any sense at all? All right. It makes as much sense as the, I was just pulling it out. It makes as much sense as the remake of the Golden Girls. I got to go and look at this. They actually superimposed everybody's head on the girls. And Lathan appeared on Blanche's body. King is placed on Dorothy. Ross on Rose. Alfie Woodard on Sophia. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So, you know what? I have no problem with that. Let's see. Coming up, I also got I'm gonna get to this before the end of the hour here. I got a list of this. This has Monday Morning written all over it. BuzzFeed, 29 entertaining things for anybody who needs some excitement in their life. And I got to tell you, I know you're wondering what could those be. How about making your own pinata? Oh. Olay, yeah. What coming up? And what else? And I'm thinking of taking Amtrak somewhere. Amtrak, the train? Yeah. Well, called Freedom Train, Toots and the Maytals. At 24 of the 4 of the hour, it is the Monday morning edition of Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago. Well, trains, you know, I saw an ad yesterday. It didn't occur to me. Now, you know, I'm going to, before I even get into this, I can't tell people what to do. The last thing I want to do is depress any industry more than it already is, or depress you any more than you already might be. I'm not ready to fly in an airplane yet. That's me. It doesn't have to be you. I was wondering, though, I saw an ad for Amtrak yesterday, as in trains. I've taken Amtrak a bunch. I like trains, and it just was occurring to me, I don't know, if you had the money, you had the time, maybe that's what you do. You get your little private room on a train. There's something called, I think it's called an economy sleeper, which is, I've been in one of those. It's a pretty small little area, but it's private. They get a little toilet, a little sink. And then there's something called a bedroom, which I've never rented, but the deal is on Amtrak, you buy a seat, you know, the way anybody would. And then and then you get something as an add-on, the bedroom or the economy sleeper. Anyway, I guess I was fantasizing, thinking about the future and maybe getting the heck out of here a little bit. So I was looking at that. Is that safer than other modes of transportation? I have no idea. But it did occur to me that that might be a cool thing to do. So I'm going to investigate. Speaking of what's safer and what is not, there was an article, boy, I ran into this. It's called "The Maitre D' Will Now Take Your Temperature." In recent weeks, a new cadre of gatekeepers, people writing these funny little articles, a cadre of gatekeepers armed with thermometer guns has appeared at the entrances of hospitals, office buildings, manufacturing plants, And I might add restaurants. Employees at some companies must report their temperatures on apps to get clearance to come in. And when out and indoor dining resumes at restaurants in New York City, for example, temperature checks will be done at the door. My friend and I walked into a place here in Chicago, a chain restaurant. Let's go for it. One of the Let Us Entertain You restaurants. And I walked in, and normally, you know, they say how many in your party? Where'd you like to sit? But that's all gone now. She took my temperature on my wrist, and I said, wait a minute. I looked at this article here. Since the beginning of the pandemic, the practice of checking for fever has become more and more commonplace, causing a surge in sales. Infrared contact-free thermometers. Get up early and say that one. Boy, if we'd only looked ahead, you know, whatever you were speculating on last year, you should have gotten a position in infrared contact-free thermometers and body temperature scanners. Even though scientific evidence indicating they are of little value has solidified. Last week, Governor Cuomo in New York called for checking patrons' temps as one of the several ground rules for resuming indoor dining in restaurants, which I have not done. Again, I'm not a role model here. I'm just telling you what my current thinking is of try to get outdoors when I could and, get away from whatever else is going on there. I haven't gone indoors since the lockdown. Anyway, there's ample reason for concern. Coronavirus outbreaks, there was one in East Lansing, Michigan this summer, and infecting, that was 187 people, have been traced to super spreading gatherings. That's a new word, super spreading, at bars and restaurants. And a new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that one difference between people who contracted the virus and those who did not, what's the difference, is that infected individuals were twice as likely to have eaten at a restaurant in the 2 weeks preceding their illness. So I throw that out. It looks to me like that's not such a hot idea to be indoor there. And, again, with all due respect to your server and your servers and your waiters and waitresses, really? Bring, yeah, I'd like some more water and come and take my blood pressure. I just, no, I don't think we're, in the right, we're in the right era here. We now have a better understanding of COVID-19 transmission that indicates symptom-based screening has limited effectiveness. This is the CDC saying in a statement. Temperature checks are akin to getting the oil checked before you go on a long car trip, said Dr. David Thomas, an infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins. He said, so, you know, it makes you feel better, but it's not going to keep you from wrecking your car or prevent the tires from falling off. So it makes you feel like you're doing something, but it's not going to catch most people who are spreading COVID. So that's the deal. It is what it is, and I think we better hunker down a little bit. Whether or not we get on a train in our minds and go somewhere. So I guess that's another thing to put on my list. I'm gonna try to see my one of my doctors, Dr. Paul, again. I'll ask him about that. Whether your waiter, you know, is medically qualified to tell you whether you're sick or not. We are nuts. We are. I'd like to sit next to someone who's not coughing. Toots Hibbert. Toots and the Maytals. Toots passed away over the weekend, left some tremendous music for us, and we'll continue to try to tell the difference between ska and rock steady and reggae, all these forms. Great stuff. That's Pressure Drop. I think that was the biggest hit that Toots and the Maytals had. I think I should know, and I'll look that up. 13 before the hour. Coming up on a big Monday, we're going to try to figure out what's going on. And, you know, the world moves on. I mentioned tomorrow, unbelievable, is 1 week before the beginning of fall. The autumnal equinox comes our way on the 22nd. Yeah, that's, something like that, week from tomorrow. And I'm ready for things to move on here. I should note that and Sparks and I are working hard to get you information. We are. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth, getting people to come on and trying to line them up. I read about a fellow who lives in the United Kingdom. We're reaching out to him, Andy Griffiths. I can't wait to have this guy on. Andy Griffiths is a United Kingdom police detective, and we read about him last week. A guy who's into forensics and wrote this letter to the editor that I saw in the Chicago Sun-Times here talking about the way that they do it in the UK, and apparently are just a little bit more successful in some of the... The detaining, the arresting, the holding, the interviewing. It's just a different way of policing. Anyway, we thought we'd see if we could reach out to him today. Sparks is contacting him even as we speak. See what we can do. You know, I keep saying this, that knowledge is power. It really is. I have learned, not that I knew anything before the lockdown here, but I've learned so much about just everything, people, behavior, stuff, history, you got it, you name it. And again, anytime we have an opportunity to take a second and study things, I think we should do that. We have a little time to do that, so that's all happening. Now, in the midst of all that, listen to this. Huh? Oh, it's a stack of papers. Oh, boy. This is BuzzFeed's 29 entertaining things for anyone who needs some excitement in their life. Are you ready? Anybody? There it is. Number one, a mini piñata making kit. So you can make three fun shapes to treasure. I love piñatas. Sorry. It's called popping the mic. It's really hard to say piñata without popping the mic. All right, anyway, number one on the list, it's a mini piñata making kit. So you can make three fun shapes. But they're reviewing this. Oh, well, hang on, there are 10 designs, but only enough materials to make three piñatas. All right. Somebody reviewing said that... my kids, 5 and 8, loved these piñatas. That sounds good here. Number two, a waffle stick maker. A waffle stick maker for delicious, dippable waffles. Come on, let's do it. Let's get up early. Make waffles. I actually have a waffle maker, but this looks much better. It's smaller, and you can make smaller ones. Says the reviewer, I do not normally rave about kitchen appliances, but I love this little guy. You think anything on the internet is a true review? All right, number three, a pack of reflection cards meant to spark meaningful conversations and help you get past basic small talk. This reminded me, you ever play Cards Against Humanity? I was thinking about that. All right, anyway. This particular pack comes with 100 cards and looks pretty fun. Number four. Oh, yeah. a long-lasting temporary tattoo kit. Yes, for when you're bored of your current ink. You know, I have one small tattoo, and I guess I'm just jealous of other people who have a lot of tattoos. But, you know, I'm thinking, I don't know, I don't want to commit to it. But here we go. It's a temporary tattoo kit. You know, that's right. You could. There's a story here on how the buyer of the kit and presumably his or her girlfriend, boyfriend, something, they tattooed each other an entire weekend. So, yeah. All right, number five, an electric gummy maker. You want to make your own gummies? All right, now we get into some, for me, to be honest, a little bit of a problem area here. It's a bottle of semi-permanent hair dye because it says life is short and your hair would look totally cool in pink or green. You know, you need hair for that product. You know what you need? I'll tell you, you need scalp dye. All right, number seven. I wish I could show you this. It's a sushi bazooka. If you can picture, you know sushi. All right. So you got something that looks like a bazooka, and it pops out sushi rolls with a plunger. It's called the Tsujiji, I think. All right, how about this? Number eight, book of 642 tiny things to draw. It's a little book, 642 things to draw. This woman, she said, I bought this for my very artistic 13-year-old daughter. She's always asking, what should I draw? She says, I crossed my fingers when I ordered this. Huh? It sounds a moment of drama. We've tried many other books to inspire her. When I gave it to her, I was expecting a lukewarm response, but hang on. As she thumbed through the book, she started giggling and smiling, did this 13-year-old artist. She gave Mom a hug. She ran to the door when her dad got home to show him the book. Wow, this is... We only knew. No, give back the car. We're going to give you a little book of drawings. I'm thinking this is the one. It's a book of 642 things to draw, and it's called 642 Things to Draw. You know what I should mention? I keep saying get it from Amazon. You can get everything. Anything you get from Amazon, you can get from somewhere else, I'm pretty sure. All right, number nine. Ooh, this I like. Remember Jenga? Jenga? It's a giant Jenga game. This looks good. It's a game of Jenga with the blocks. You can make a 5-foot Jenga thing. All right, I'm in. All right, number 10, a cute bento box. You know, I was in the hospital, as you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I actually have a bento box on the hospital menu. I know. I said, what? Really? Yeah. So I ordered it, and they told me to stay away from the raw fish in the hospital, but that wasn't in there. Number 11, a DIY puffy sticker kit. That sounds good. I don't have enough stickers in my life. Number 12, a pair of fondue mugs. Does anybody who's younger than me remember fondue? We used to live on fondue. But no. Now we had the fondue forks and the fondue bowls, and it was a whole evening of fondue. It was the 1970s. Wasn't that much going on. Anyway, you can get a pair of fondue mugs. A great product, says the review. It's a couple of mugs. Come on. All right. Some board games. This is a good one. This one is called Photosynthesis. And the idea... All right, now, come on now. Exactly. This is a nice game here. It's to grow trees. And number 14, oh my goodness, too bad we can't go on. This is for Sparks, who produces the show. Cat tarot cards. Cat tarot. T-A-R-O-T, tarot, cat tarot, so you can get into the fun hobby of predicting the future. I wish I could. Can I hold these up to the radio? You get them a mansion, a pack of tarot cards for cats. You think? Absolutely. All right. Oh, darn it. I don't have time. Oh, we're out of time. I didn't have time to review the ravioli press. Ooh, maybe tomorrow. This wide cast produced by Natasha Rodriguez.
I see trees of green. Red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. Bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.